Welcome to the RSVP In Conversation With member podcast. RSVP is a member community for the global luxury wedding and party industry, and every week I interview a different member. After half an hour, you'll know them like old friends. Sit back and enjoy.
My guest today describes herself thus. I was born in Naples, the cosmopolitan city of southern Italy. I spent my first 6 years soaking up that Neapolitan vibe where my roots truly made sense. Then, thanks to my mom's job, I became the ultimate Italian dialect chameleon, trotting around the whole country. I can switch from Sicilian to Venetian in a heartbeat, all while keeping that Neapolitan flair intact. Finally landing back in Naples, I set up camp there ever since. I got a taste of the classics in school, which did wonders for my brain, but ended up with a degree in marine biology. Waking up every morning to that salty breeze and the soothing sight of the sea, utterly indispensable. It's my daily dose of tranquility, the anchor that keeps me grounded amidst life's whirlwind. Without it, well, let's just say I'd be a little lost at sea. Fast forward to 23, post-university led me to a beauty pageant stint. We'll probably hear more about that later. And then a gig as a travel correspondent on TV. Talk about a plot twist. Traveling the globe threw me into a whirlwind of new experiences and tested my limits, shaping my style till this day. TV life's no walk in the park, but it landed me with some killer connections, which I've spun into my dream job. Much of my life took a turn when I met my Prince Charming, Marco. From the very first moment, he understood, supported and encouraged me in every professional and personal endeavor. He believes in me wholeheartedly. And considering I started from scratch, my parents held very different professions to me. He being an entrepreneur dedicated to his family business with loving devotion and incredible talent, has always provided me with the best advice to help me grow. We've grown together and we have a wonderful family. Indeed, when I lost my father at the age of 30, I felt like the ground had crumbled beneath me. Yet thankfully, the love and care he bestowed upon me lifted me up and encouraged me to keep moving forward. Without him, I wouldn't be who I am today. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. In addition to being a wedding planner, I'm now the VP of a nonprofit where I get to rub elbows with some serious movers and shakers, all in the name of charity dinners that put the fun into fundraising. And last but definitely not least, my greatest success stories go by the names of Nina and Frankie. Ever since they came into my life, I feel like I'm a better person, or at least I like to think so. They're wonderful, kind, polite, and caring with everyone. Parenting is the toughest job out there, and every day I question whether I really am a good mom. Welcome, Esther Chianelli.
Ciao, James.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao from Italy.
Okay. Now, did I pronounce your name correctly? It's Chianelli, yes?
It's Esther Chianelli, yes.
Yes, okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I did quite a bit of work in Italy, so CH is key, isn't it? Yes, from what I can remember.
Yes, exactly.
From my earliest times. So you've had a very interesting life, and I'm sure you have an awful lot more to come. So what was your first memory in Naples?
In Naples?
Yes. Your first memory when you were a child, your first memory when you were growing up.
Probably the first memory is when I was with my grandmother in the kitchen and she was showing me how to cook her fantastic Italian and Napolitan food, because she was a very great cooker. And she teaching me everything, like how to cook Italian pasta, the handmade pasta, and other beautiful things like pizza and, Italian food.
So do you think because of that you are now a traditional Italian mama in the making? Do you cook a lot?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I am. I cook a lot and I take care of my kids so much. But I'm also this international vibe in me. So I think I love to not to be considered a proper Italian mama, because I'm half and half.
Okay. So are you teaching your children how to cook? And then imagine your grandchildren you'll be the Italian grandmother at some point in the future.
Of course.
And you'll be doing it.
Yes, for sure. And they are very good now. My kids are very good now. And they always help me when I have to cook something. For example, we always cook together on Sunday pizza. So they are my sous chef.
Kids love making pizza. They really do. They love it nearly as much as eating it, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
You moved around Italy a lot. You speak all the dialects in terms of Italy. And then you ended up going to university to study marine biology. What happened? That's yes. So what possessed you to go into marine biology?
Yeah, it's something that you never expect from a wedding planner. You have to admit. So it's something very, very weird. But the fact is that when I was very young, I was totally in love with the Little Mermaid. So when I grew up with... Yeah, I know.
Disney has a lot to answer for, doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah. So I always said, no, I will do something in contact with the beach, the waves, the sand, and the sea, of course, the ocean. So as I finished my study, my primary, no, the secondary school, I decided to get this degree. And I get it with a very good, very good result. But then everything changed because it was very difficult to have a career in Italy as marine biologist. So fortunately, I had also other skills, so I decided to skip. You have to know that in my family are all journalists. My father was a lawyer and journalist. My mother was school principal and journalist. My brother is a journalist and a writer. So I said, okay, I have to be something and journalist. So I was a marine biologist and journalist because I did a very big tour of the world, being a TV correspondent for travels. But at the end, I discovered that TV was not my world. So.
And before you went on TV, tell me about the beauty pageants. So were you working in beauty pageants or were you on stage being a beauty?
No. Just one, and it's okay. It lasts for everything.
And did you win? Did you win? Were you the
I won because it's crazy. I did this for like a joke with one of my ex boyfriend. And I said, okay, I will do it. At the end, I won. And I did several spots for the TV, Pantene products.
Oh, you did some modeling for hair shampoo.
Hair shampoo. Mm-hmm. And it was not my intention to win, trust me. But at the end, my hair is so good because all the girls I meet in my life, every time told me, Esther, your hair is so good, are beautiful. But for me, it's normal hair. But I don't know how I won this competition. And then I did the TV spot for shampoo and...
It's modeling for advertising, isn't it? Ultimately,
advertising.
For beauty adverts. That's fine. So were you Miss Naples? The competition that you won, was it Miss Naples? Miss Italy? Miss Sorrento?
It was an Italian contest. And was more like the brand of the shampoo, Miss brand of the shampoo.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Miss Pantene 2020
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly, yes, okay, exactly. Gotcha. So we can say Pantene. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so you were a TV travel correspondent. You got some killer connections. And then you gave it all up, did you? And then you became a wedding planner. What was the... the catalyst and the journey?
Yeah, actually, I started my events planner when I was 18. But it was more like an hobby, not something that I never thought can be my job in life. It was like, okay, I'm good because I have this thing. I'm good with the people. It's simple for me to get in contact with people and talk. I talk so much, actually, the people sometimes.
You are Italian. You're not known for your reticence, the Italians.
Yeah, I am. So this is something that I can't explain better, but it's something that it's in me. So I decided when I saw that was not possible for me to be a travel journalist, a correspondent. And marine biologist was very difficult because I have to think to move in San Diego or Australia. I decided to say, okay, I'm good in that. I have a lot of contacts. TV business is giving me notoriety and I can think to use this contact and start something different. So I tried, and at the end it was a good direction. And now I can be more than happy than now. So it was a very good intuition.
Okay, wonderful. And it is amazing how everybody in this industry has come from it from a different direction. It's everyone's had a first job, and usually it's got nothing to do with event planning. Just sort of gravitates towards it and use skills that they've learned somewhere else, because you need a very wide range of skills in this industry. Anyway, let's just talk about maybe yourself now. I'm going to ask you what your favorite food is, but I think we know, don't we? It has to be Neapolitan Italian food.
No.
Tell me.
No, I have a very great relationship with food. I love to eat and I love to cook, as I told you. And I also have another weird thing to tell you about the fact that I'm a good cooker, but maybe I will tell you later. And of course, I love Italian food, of course. Who can't?
But
I love all the food. That means I love Lebanese food, and I think it's my favorite food ever, because I really love the taste and the flavor of the Lebanese food, for example. But I also love the Peruvian food, because when I was a TV correspondent, I had the possibility also to try all the different tastes all around the world. So that means that for me, it's very important when I travel to visit and ask to a local to order for me. And try what a local actually eat, not what a tourist eat. So for me, this is how you can really understand tradition and culture of another country. So this is, I have this weird relation with the food.
So if you were doing a dinner party and you were cooking, or you could bring in a chef, what would you be serving?
I'm cooking. I'm cooking. I'm definitely cooking.
You're definitely cooking. Okay. So what would you make for everybody?
Okay. First of all, I will prepare a very special aperitivo, because in Italy, you can't start a dinner without an aperitivo, but an aperitivo with a very delicious tapas, not big things, but tapas giving you bites of tradition and fusion foods, because this is my specialty. And then, of course, I will cook Genovese pasta. Genovese pasta is not pesto. It's not the pesto, you know. Genovese is a very simple pasta cooked with just meat and onions.
Okay.
All together for 8 8 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's delicious and nobody knows that. And if you once have the possibility to stay in Naples, you are my guest for a Genovese pasta.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so you have a... And is it just pasta? There's no secondi or dolci?
Dolci, cakes, maybe a dessert or a cake, maybe a pastiera. You know, pastiera, what is another very traditional dessert in Italy, in Naples. But after Genovese pasta, you can't eat anything.
I would try, though, I must admit. Anyway, so you're having a dinner party, you're cooking the Genovese pasta, you've got the aperitivo. Actually, is aperitivo the same as cicchetti in Venice?
Yeah. It's similar, but yeah. Cicchetti is similar to aperitivo bites, yeah.
And actually, what's your favorite drinks? If you went up to a bar and your husband was the barman, so very hot barman serving any drink you wanted, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, it's entirely up to you. What would you order from him?
Yeah, for the dinner, of course, I will start with the rosé wine, and during the dinner wine. But my favorite drink, and you have to help me with the right pronunciation of it because I'm always wrong, is a dirty vodka martini.
Dirty vodka martini.
Dirty, okay.
With the olive juice in it.
Exactly, exactly. And when I'm in London, I never say the name, exactly the name. So the people every time said, what? I say, okay, I said probably dirty, but please give me a dirty vodka martini. So...
Okay, so you have a dinner party. There's dirty vodka martinis everywhere, and then with rosé and I'm sure lots of other great Italian drinks. And you're cooking the Genovese pasta with cicchetti and aperitivo. Who do you have around the table? Now, this can be anybody, alive or dead. This is your dream dinner party.
Okay, for sure, my best friends. I have three best friends, and they live all in Rome. So for sure, I need them. And if I can dream, I would like to have my father just to embrace him another time. And probably I would like to stay with someone that is strange. I really like Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep, okay.
Meryl Streep, yeah. So I'd like to stay, I don't know, 1 hour talking with Meryl Streep.
Well, this is your dinner party. You can invite anybody you want, alive or dead.
Yeah, okay. But if I can invite everyone I want, probably I have to rent the Maradona Stadium where we have the soccer match because I really want to invite everybody because I love to stay with the people. I love to stay with the... enjoy with the people. I don't know. It's something in me.
So you've had your dinner party. Now, we all work very, very hard in this industry, don't we? We all absolutely burn out very, very easily. So after you just come off an event that's half killed you, what do you do? Where do you go to chill out, just to relax and have a holiday?
Yeah. After this great dinner, I need to rest. No, my favorite place is where I can eat, drink, and read. Probably is where I can read. It's where I can relax me more. For
anywhere
example,
in particular?
There is this place in Sardinia where I have this house is a close to the beach, and I have this beautiful view of the bay, and in the morning. Everything is like freeze, and I really love to stay there. And I go there every summer in August because in Italy it's impossible to work and have anything because it's so hot and we need to stop all the weddings and everything. So it's where I really really relax, and they have fantastic food and they have fantastic wines. So it's the perfect place.
So Sardinia is your go-to chill-out spot where you can just go. It's not that far away from you. Do you fly over or get a boat?
Yeah. From Naples is 1 hour.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's very simple. And I think 20 minutes in the sky. because 20 minutes.
Actually, one place I've never been to is Ponza. Have you been to Ponza?
Oh, wow. Yes, it's beautiful.
What's it mean? Because I've heard a lot about it, but what's it like?
Ponza is a beautiful island, but it's small. You know, we have several islands, Capri, Ischia, and Ponza is in the middle from Capri and Ischia. It's not close to Ischia and Capri. It's 3 hours by hydrofoil, but it's beautiful. And I spent there my childhood when my parents were together because they splitted, and I had a very great memories of Ponza. It's a beautiful place.
Okay, wonderful. It's my intention to go there at some point anyway. Now, we're all very creative in this industry. So do you have a favorite art form? Is it music, art, theater, opera, dance, architecture? Dika.
Okay. It's strange. I wish I was a great dancer and a great singer, but I'm not so coordinated and I'm...
Well, you do come to RSVP and you are dancing and singing along with all of us. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that you're not a good dancer or singer. You're as good as everybody else in the room. Or maybe we're just all too drunk to realize.
Yes, okay, thank you, James. But it's not true because I'm totally out of tone. But I don't care about this. Because I really love to dance and I really love to sing. So I don't care about how I'm not coordinated and how I'm not in tone. But yes, this was my wish when I was young. The form that now represents me is the painting, probably. Because okay. As designer, I design and sketch all my weddings because I'm good in this and it's helpful for me and for my clients to understand our vision. And it's very simple to explain the projects and etc. So now I can say that my art is the painting and this kind of art.
You're an artist. And do you have a favorite artist that you would go and see in a gallery or you use for inspiration?
Yeah. No, I am more for modern art. And also in our house, we have a beautiful piece of modern art. And one of the modern and actual artists that I really love is Pistoletto. I don't know if you know Pistoletto. Pistoletto is an Italian artist.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, and it's very, very, very good.
Okay, that's one for me to note down. Look into the works of Pistoletto.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And is it a him? Is Pistoletto a him, a man or a woman?
Yeah, he's a man.
He's a man, okay. And where did he grow up and work in Italy? In which part?
It's in the northern of Italy. I don't know exactly where, but it's in northern Italy. And also he gave a big piece of his art. He gifted Naples with a big piece of his art 2 years ago. And probably it's because he's connected with Naples and we are connected with him. I think he's a... this kind of connection, but he's from northern of Italy.
Okay, so let's just talk about your career and everything else. But let's just think a little bit forward. So in 10 years' time, what do you think you'll be doing professionally and also personally in 10 years' time? How old will your children be? Will they be grown up? And where will you be living? What will you be doing?
Okay. In 10 years, I hope to stay living in Naples because I love my place. I love where we live. We have beautiful house with a beautiful view and garden and etc. So probably I want to live in Naples, but I want to have also another small office in another part of the world. So I hope my wishes in 10 years can be realized and professional things can be realized, because I have something in my mind that I really want develop in these 10 years.
Okay.
But yeah, for my family, I hope everything is good with everybody, my kids, my husband, and also everybody in health. So this is the only thing that I want.
Tell us about Naples, because I mean, I've been there several times, usually flying into Naples to go onto the Amalfi Coast, but I've also been in the center a few times. I've been to the pizzeria there, Da Michele, which is very, very good. It's the most famous. Yes, it is a city that takes some getting used to. It's very busy. It's very sensory overload. There's lots going on there. And sometimes you can feel very overwhelmed if you are a first time person going. I mean, I remember once arriving at the train station with some clients, a bride and groom, etc., and they were just completely overloaded. You know, it's a very busy part of Italy. So do you get used to it? Well, you must do, I suppose, having lived there all your life, and it's normal. But even though, do you still feel it's sometimes a bit overwhelming and you just want to get out and just have some peace and quiet?
Yes, of course. Several times me and my husband said, okay, we have to leave Naples right now, because the biggest problem of Naples is not the city, are the citizens. So Neapolitan people sometimes is too much, and you can feel overwhelmed from them. And my city is beautiful. We have everything. We have the sea. We have speechless views. We have the fantastic food, and we have also very good vibes. Everybody have good vibes. But sometimes we are not properly directed, because the politicians are not so good, and also administration is not good, services are not good. This is something that for one that is used to live in a place, in a city or in a country that have the best services and the best quality of life, can be too much.
Yes,
and
okay.
As you said, yeah, when you live, you can deal with it. But of course, also for us, sometimes it's too much, and we said, okay, now we have to move.
Okay, wonderful. Who's influenced you in your life? And has anyone ever given you some amazing pieces of advice which you've kept and you've thought, I really need to run my life on that basis?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of this podcast, I told you that I was always with my mom cooking, my grandmother cooking, and probably the one influenced me the most was my grandfather. My grandfather was a great doctor in Italy, not just in Italy, but all around the world. But he remained humble and devoted to his wife and his family. And when I was young, he always told me that even if I achieved very good evaluation from school, he always said that it was just the half of my duty. So I think this is my life philosophy, So I never give up, for of course, but I always want to improve my skills and my work. Everything. I don't know. It's like I won't never be
satisfied.
Yeah, satisfied. Not that satisfied, because it can be something that you can feel not so good.
You want to push the boundaries and just do a little bit better every single time. Yes, okay.
Thank you. You know, yes, my English is not so perfect, so thank you.
it's a lot better than my Italian. I can say that much, definitely. I can barely string three words together. Okay, so we're coming to the end, but let's just... So what have you ever done that's naughty? Okay, because as you know, RSVP events are a little bit naughty. You know, we like to sort of have lots of fun and do naughty things.
I have to tell you that the party are all fantastic and amazing and everything is always so defined and it's fantastic. So, you know, I really like to follow the dress codes. But a naughty thing that I did, okay, maybe... Last year I did something to one of the guy of the team. He's not with us anymore, but not for this reason. I hope. But I don't know if in UK you have something like a full day. We have the 1st of April for us is a
April Fool Day. Yes, we do. Yes. So,
April Fool Day.
In the morning of April the 1st, we can pull jokes on people. Yes.
Perfect. Yes. The same in Italy. Yeah. Perfect. So I decided to that my the victim of this April Fool was this guy, Dario. Now we are close friends. So no worry. Everything is okay. But I decided to say, okay, Dario, there is this bride that is very unsatisfied of our service. She's thinking to cancel the service because she received many emails from you and you were impolite and unfair. I don't know what happened, but I need now to read all the emails and understand what happened. So is he started to say, no, it's impossible, Esther. Trust me, it's impossible. I'm very kind. You know me. And it is. He is one of the most kind and polite men of the world, I think. And this joke, at least for 1 hour. After 1 hour, he said, Esther, trust me. I know this is a very good client. So please, fire me and continue without me because... At the end, I said, "Okay, Dario, no, you don't remember that today is the 1st of April." I said, "What? Are you kidding me?" And so that for I think other 4 hours we talk about this. This was last year.
You pranked your staff with some emails. Okay, right. We are coming to the end, I'm afraid, of our time together. But I'd just like to say thank you very, very much, Esther Chianelli, the pizza-loving beauty queen, email prankster with the best hair in the wedding industry, and Mamma Mia, a voice just like Meryl Streep. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, James.
Thank you for listening. If you wish to join RSVP, please go to the website, rsvp.club. or email me, james@rsvp.club. See you all next week.